Back here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezevic here with you. Every Friday at 9:15, we talk to the president and the CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, who joins us now. And hey, Sean, you and I have gotten to talk twice this week. How lucky are you?
You know what? I was telling my wife that this morning. I was like, my gosh, what a week it is.
It's been a fun week. There's been a lot going on this week for you all. I know that. But let's start with Monday. Very, very cool. David Poile deserves every accolade that you could possibly give to him with his Hall of Fame career. He's already in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. He's going to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Predators Hall of Fame, whatever Hall of Fame you want to come up with, Hall of Fame of Life, he's going to be in there. But what was it like from your seat to be able to celebrate such a great person?
You know what? It was a little bittersweet. You know, one, you want to make sure you do a great job with it because he deserves it. I mean, everything we enjoy in Smashville, you can trace back to David. And then, of course, with the guy replacing him and Barry Trotz. So it was kind of like when we did Pecorine's retirement ceremony. You just want to make sure it went perfectly because guys like that deserve it. And, you know, fans want it. We all want to kind of shine in the glow that they give off. And it was a fun day. It was a rough couple of months keeping that under wraps. But I was really glad it didn't break until the night before. So I was almost glad it did break, though, because it allowed Monday to be a little bit more of everyone knowing what they were coming in to cover, why they were there. You better tune in. And it was special. It was one of the better things I've ever been a part of, actually.
I know. I'm impressed that you all were able to keep this a secret, especially you. You and I are so tight. I thought you might have told me ahead of time, but you didn't. So it's okay.
It was hard, man. That's why I skipped the radio show the Friday before and the week before that. I was afraid if I was around you two too much, you'd get it out of me, man. You guys are like, you know, Walter Cronkites.
Well, I'll give you full disclosure. I mean, you know, last week you weren't on, and I'm like, what's going on? You know, trade deadline, and, you know, I just start thinking of things, and then obviously this all comes out. But in all honesty, like it just feels right. It feels like you can't write the script any better. But what was your reaction like when it got to the point that you and in conversations that you and David were having that you knew it's going to be Barry Trotz, that he's going to be the next GM, Barry's going to come home and run this thing?
Well, it's funny, you know, years ago we'd always talk about it, but it was more like playing fantasy hockey. Like, oh, you know, if you put a dream team together, who would it be? You know, Barry's been built for this whole career, and he just, you know, spent 25 years coaching instead. But then this summer when, you know, he passed job after job after job, I mean, every single job that was open was offered to Barry, and jobs that weren't open were offered to Barry. And, you know, when I saw him at David's, we had a party for David, I think in October or so, it just felt so natural to have him kind of around the whole team again. He knew everyone in the room, and, you know, David and I just started talking about it a little bit more differently. And then sometime in December, you know, formally actually sat down and talked about what could be next. And, I mean, he came in and almost pitched us on, this is what I want to do, this is why I want to do it. And he didn't even have to push that hard because I thought we were going to be the guys recruiting. But it was something. It made for a great Christmas, I'll tell you that.
I can imagine. Sean Henry is with us, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators. So, obviously, a lot of changes with the organization this week when it comes to the team. David Poile and Barry Trotz have been making some trades. What is the trade deadline like from the president and CEO's seat?
I hate the trade deadline. I just do. I always have. You know, whether you're adding or you know, having players leave, you know, you're always losing something. And yeah, the goal is to always get better. You know, sometime for the short term, you know, if you're chasing it, and sometimes obviously the excitement for the long term. But no matter what happens, if you're trading away draft picks, you know, part of you dies a little bit because you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, we could really use that first or second or third, whatever it may be in whatever year. But it's really hard, though, when you trade away guys that you watch grow up. You saw them get married. You see them have kids. You see them do so much in the community and, you know, how your own kids relate to them. So that's always really, really hard. But at the same time, it's part of the business. It's the worst part of the business, but it's part of it. But I've never been part of an organization when we're actually selling somewhat actively. Yeah, we've moved a few pieces in the past, some expiring contracts of some, you know, great veterans. You know, David Legwand was really hard, obviously, Marty Erat. But that was a little different than what we're doing this year. But, it's a small step backwards to move forward. Look at the teams playing right now. We're still in the playoff hunt. And how sensational will it be if we make the playoffs and we garnered all those draft picks? I think we have 13 this year's draft and, multiple extra picks in the next three drafts too. So it's always bittersweet, but it's something you have to do and you move forward.
Something that really impressed me last night, Sean, was I was watching, after we got done with radio, I went and watched some of the interviews that TV did and that Lindsay did, and she had Matt Duchene on at the end of the game. And I could just, hear that raw emotion and him being very, very honest. But he used the phrase of, these kids are fun. These kids have a lot of energy. And he's referring to Luke Evangelista, who he was playing with, and some of the younger guys that have been in the lineup. And I just look at this guy in Duchene that's a veteran, and he's feeding off the energy of the young pups, as I like to call them, that have come into the lineup. And you never know that where that will take you, but I think that's really cool.
It really is. And, a lot of times you get that, immersion of rookies coming on in, or guys playing the first game in our sweater, like Foot did, and obviously Barry did last night. And it does add a level of excitement, to the guys that have been, in the game 600, 700, 800 games. And all of a sudden that mixture starts happening in a pretty cool way, and then veterans start affecting the younger guys, and it's inertia, man. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. And it's funny for Duchene, it's like old home week. He lived with the Foots when he first went to Colorado. Yeah. He was close to Barry when, he was a rookie in Colorado too. So as much as these are new guys, there's some familiarity as well. And I am excited about it. The team is fun to watch. And I really think the next, two or three years are going to be a lot of fun watching guys step forward. You've been tracking them in Milwaukee, and now you're going to start seeing them, take some major, major strides. And if you didn't get excited during the Penguins game, watching Evangelista's first game in the NHL, and he had like 40 family members here, and he had that hit on Malkin that created a penalty, on them. Yeah, that's a pretty special moment for a 21-year-old kid who probably grew up with posters of Sidney Crosby and Malkin on his wall. So it's hard not to get encouraged. And we lost that game. But afterwards, you felt like, man, that was a really, really good game. So it is fun, no doubt about it.
We've got Sean Henry on with us, Fred's CEO and president. Sean, I knew you ditched us last week because you're going to have a lot going on. I'm sure this week was crazy. But how exciting, I know you touched on it, but how excited has it been in the locker room for these guys? I mean, you mentioned Luke Evangelista, you've got Tomasino, Cody Glass, Tommy Novak, all these guys stepping up. Have you just noticed, maybe as much as it's hard to see some of the older guys go, like a Matias and a Granlund, just this excitement within the locker room, seeing these guys be able to produce for this team out there?
Yeah, I'm really getting it secondhand because we're on the road when, the first couple of trades happened, and we're only home for the day and a half, and one was an official day off, and obviously with everything with David Poyle's announcement and Barry Trout's return home, really I've been around a lot of the guys except, maybe four or five on Monday, that were here. Game day I try not to hang around too much. Coach chases me away. But there's no doubt there's a level of excitement, yet there's some raw emotion there too, like Chase just said with Matt's interview the other night. And these guys, even if they only play together for a year, you think about that 1 year. You're in a hotel room 60 nights that season. And you think about how close you become to someone, let alone when you play with them for 2 years or three or eight or, 10 years, in the case of, Matias and Roman, and how close he is with Forsberg. So it's a little mixture, right? You're very sad to see a guy go, but you're also excited about what's happening and what's going to happen next. So it's an odd place, but when you can capture it well, you can create something pretty special. And I think that's what we're witnessing right now.
So the Preds had a crazy busy week. You've got the SEC tournament coming up in Bridgestone, just less than a week away. And then yesterday, or 2 days ago, Morgan Wallen announces a free concert that's going to happen in Bridgestone tonight. How did that come to be? Did you get to see the crazy scene yesterday? I saw some videos of a line wrapped around the building. People are hyped for this concert, Sean.
Yeah, it was absolutely insane and cool all at the same time. Every single one of our employees, were deployed. I was working the door at the south side. We were measuring how many people were let in and how and when. And It was so cool. His fans are so passionate. But I was worried about it, to be honest with you. You know, knowing we're going to announce it at 8 a.m. and tickets would be distributed at 10 a.m. I thought, man, no one's going to show up. What's going to happen if only this happens? And we were clean by 1 o'clock. But I'll tell you, the week before, I'll tell you how it happened. When you have the very, very, very best individual in the entire industry that books your building, that's David Kells, special things like this happen. So David was at Polestar Awards night, where we were named Arena of the Year. He literally got off stage after accepting our awards, giving a nice little speech, and Morgan Wallen's manager was there waiting for him, literally at the base of the steps, and said, here's our idea. Can we pull it off? And you know what we always say? David just said, yes. And he called me probably about midnight our time, 10 o'clock out in L.A., and he told me about it. He's so excited about it. And I kept saying, wait a minute. Wait, what? And it was really cool. So while we had the secrecy of David Poyle's announcement, we had this secrecy too. Down to my own daughter, who you know loves Morgan Wallen. So I told her she's going to come to work with me on Friday. So why would I come to work with her? You know, she's 15, so she's not that nice to me sometimes. And I said, just trust me. You'll have a great time. So we didn't even tell her or any of our owners. You know, we wanted to keep it under wraps. And that's why from a staffing standpoint, we didn't really deploy that many part-time staff, because you start scheduling, people want to know what's going on and why. So it really was one of those really, really special nights. And to have his management team and promoter kind of with us, working the box office windows, and you know, it was old-fashioned. It was like something out of my childhood. We were giving out hard tickets where you had to go to the venue to buy the tickets, if you will.
That's awesome.
And that, again, is something out of, the U2 tour. Yeah.
You get best dad of the year.
You know, I would think so. You know, when I came home from work last night, she didn't burst through the door, jump into my arms, but I'm sure it'll come sometime tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Sean, it's been a fun week for sure, a busy week. I know, in a roller coaster of emotions for sure. But thanks so much for joining us today. Stay safe with the weather, and we'll see you here in a few weeks at the rink.
Well, I assume I'll see you during the SEC tournament too, right?
Yes, you will see us during the SEC tournament. You will see us during the SEC tournament.
We're going to see an all Tennessee Sunday, man. Vandy and UT playing on Sunday.
I love it. Let's make it
Come
happen.
On, Sean.
Sean, have a great weekend.
See you guys.
See ya. Sean Henry, president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program, as it has been a crazy week, that is for sure, for the Nashville Predators. And trade deadline a few hours away, 2 o'clock Central Time. Coming up next, speaking of the SEC tournament, we will talk to Vanderbilt basketball coach Jerry Stackhouse. We will do that next. Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.